Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Today we're going to talk about the Sweat Lodge and what is it for, who can go, when was it introduced, who participates, why. Controversial, a lot of people say that the Sweat Lodge was introduced later on and only a few communities used it. The Finns use saunas. The Ojibwe use sweat lodges. The Lakota use sweat lodges. Only men of the Lakota sweated. I myself, as an Ojibwe, I went to a sweat once in the sweat lodge. It was great. Traditionally, you go in clockwise, women first, men follow, and the fire keepers. The sweat lodge ceremony, in most of our culture and spiritual life, purifying themselves from negativity and inhumane treatment and sometimes the introduction of alcohol to get all these negative living spiritual attachments that can find their way into our bodies. We purify ourselves in our sweat lodges. Poisoned by society, we go into the sweat lodge ceremony and look for answers. With the help of medicine men and women, helping repair the damage done to spirits and minds and the bodies of our ancestors and our family and our friends. The Sweat Lodge was a place of spiritual refuge, helping our mental and physical healing, a place to get answers, guidance, by asking our helper spirits, by asking our totem helpers, by asking the Creator, Mother Earth, being thankful for all we have, and asking for the needed wisdom and power to live a good life, to help others, to be free of negativity and toxic abuse. Traditional sweat lodges made up of slender aspen or willow or other saplings that happen to be in the area, lashed together with rawhide or grass or roots, as well as other areas, depending on where did we live, what kind of materials were available at hand, how were the lodges made. Some were made from mud, some were made with cedar bark and plank lodges. The ends of the wreaths are set in the ground in a circle approximately about 10 feet in diameter. There's no set size, some are bigger, some are larger. They're bent over to form a low domed framework around 4 to 5 feet high. And in the pit that is for our rocks, our heated rocks, about a foot deep and 2 feet wide for our rocks, for our heated rocks are going to go in there and we're going to have our sweat lodge. The floor could be natural grassy turf. It could just be some soft dirt, but it's all very clean. Maybe covered with a mat or sweet grass, cedar boughs, sage leaves, but always cleanly. And also, these were kept away from the central pit where our rocks were going to go. Our ancestors covered our lodges with buffalo hide or bear hide or moose hide. But now in modern times, we have blankets and tarps, sometimes old carpets because they're so heavy. And in the winter, it gets so cold in Minnesota that we can keep all that north wind from coming in and seeping in to our sweat lodges. Heavy canvas, tarps, these all help retain the heat and the steam. In many traditions, the entrance faces the east. Each new day for the beginnings, rising with the sun, life and power and the wisdom of dawn coming upon us and the new day, spiritual beginnings of every new day. Between the entrance to the lodge and the fire pit, there's a barrier and none may pass except for the lodge or fire keepers. So we don't want to fall into our fire. We don't want anyone to get hurt. So we have these basic guidelines that our traditional healers will teach us and follow their teachings. Sometimes with the barrier altar, there's a buffalo or a other type of skull that would let us know of danger. We're placed items are put near it. Your clan or your sage or your sweetgrass, feathers, bordered with the four colors. Some sweats start with the fasting for an entire day, preparing for the sweat, avoiding caffeine, alcohol, and other unhealthy substances. You'll smudge and we'll sage, sweetgrass or cedar, all cleansing ourselves for the sweat. Some people bring in personal items. Some are allowed. There are rules. Eagle feathers, whistles, and medicine pouches are allowed. Things not allowed, maybe not so natural, are the earrings, the gold, the watches, eyeglasses, things as such. So we're going back down to the basics of nature, cleansing our spirit and our soul. We start with the peace pipe, letting all know that we can speak the truth in there. Speak to grandfather, son, Mother Earth, and the spirits. When you call into the sweat lodge, you'll have tobacco to offer to the sacred fire, saying a prayer or asking a question. And the smoke from the tobacco carries your request to the Great Spirit. As you prepare to enter the lodge, the sweat leader, he'll smudge you with the burning sage, cedar, or the sweet grass, waving the smoke above you with their eagle feather. When you crawl into the lodge, you go clockwise, bowing to the Great Spirit, giving your thanks and your humbleness. You take your place in the circle, sitting cross-legged up against the wall of the lodge. And when we're all inside the lodge, they'll put the cover down. It becomes dark, and the leader will announce that we're all free to leave. We'll bring in the heated stones from the sacred fire. And one at a time, they're placed in the sweat lodge, placing the first stone on the west, and the north, the east, and the south, and the center to the grandfather, and more stones as needed. Maybe seven total, depending on our tradition. Sounding the drum calls forth the spirit guides in prayer from the four directions. The lodge leader will do a prayer. And during the purification of our spirit inside the sweat lodge, we have no sense of color or sense of who we are, because we're all one. We're all humans. We're all spirits. We're all part of Mother Earth. Healing begins. Healings for disease, physical, emotional, directional, as well as spiritual guidance. Messages and visions from the spirit world are received. One at a time, as a talking stick is passed, all the people inside get their opportunity to talk. They tell who they are, where they're from, their clan, so the spirit people and the creator can acknowledge them. Typically, it could last around 30 to 45 minutes. Four sessions, 30 to 45 minutes. The first round is recognize the spirit world, spirit guide. Second round, we're going to acknowledge courage and strength and our honesty. Third, praying for the direction, the rising sun, that we gain wisdom, follow the red road, growth and healing. The yellow south stands for growth and healing. Spirit guides from the west, courage, honesty from the north, wisdom from the east, and growth and maturity and healing to the south. Some will go and jump in the cold water. Many will stay in there until the pits are removed and replaced with hot stones. Now remember, we're in here to heal, to show respect, sincerity, humility, humbled by what we're given and the gifts from Mother Nature and Earth and our ancestors' teachings. Modesty in their dress is very important. Sacred place to pray, meditate, learn, and heal. That is the focus. All are welcome in the sweats, and all healing is welcome. And if you'd like to know more about the sweat lodge ceremony, attend one. Find a friend. You are welcome to join. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech. Safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Giba Wabanin.